You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Hey, everybody. Episode 386 of Rams Up here. Going to give you a quick heads up. We're going to have a couple of guest mock drafts on the YouTube channel over the next couple of days, so check that out. You can follow along. It's a lot of fun. I'll certainly share the results of those drafts on the pod, but if you want to follow along, go to the YouTube channel and check those out. Now, Paul Walia shared his Puka Power picks, the draft picks he really liked that were going to go on day three of the draft. One of the guys he talked about was Brevin Spann Ford, the tight end, and he compared him to the Rams tight end back from the greatest show on turf, Roland Williams. And it is episode 386, and I was looking for a player who wore number 86, and sure enough, that is the number Williams wore. So we're going to talk about him real quickly. Kind of all came together for Roland Williams fans. 6'5", 265-pound tight end out of Syracuse. The Rams drafted him in 1998, round 4, pick 98. Played with the Rams for 3 years. Finished his Rams career with 54 catches, 493 yards, and 10 TDs. Came back to the Rams briefly in 2005. He was, of course, then a Super Bowl champion in that win over the Titans. He had one catch for 9 yards. And the reason he came up in Paul's Puka Power Picks is because Brevin Spann Ford is an incredible blocker, as was Roland Williams. Focus of this episode in a few minutes here. I'm going to talk about the forgotten few guys on the Rams roster that could make an impact that we might be forgetting about. Before we do that, I thought I'd bring back my fearsome four questions. Haven't done that in a while. I got four questions, and I have the answers too. If I turn out to be right, we'll talk about this once more. If I'm wrong, we'll forget this ever happened. Question number one, still a ways out from when the schedules are revealed, but Rams had a pretty good season, went on a big run late in the year, made the playoffs, have some really interesting players, likable players, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and the veterans, Donald and Stafford. And you have to think that's going to impact how many primetime games they get in 2024. How many primetime games will the Rams get? Well, you know, they have a really attractive schedule. The Bills, the Dolphins, the Packers, the Lions, of course, the NFC West rivals. They also have the Eagles. And we know they're going to get a Thursday night game, and we know they're going to get a Sunday night game and a Monday night game. So we're at three for sure. And I think they'll get an additional Sunday or Monday night game as well. So my answer is four primetime games. Would not be surprised if it was five, but I think four is the number. And you know what? I'm not even sure I care. Those Thursday night games are nice because then you can just kick back and relax on Sunday. Sunday night, Monday night games, man, I find them pretty stressful. Waiting for them and then living through them, not always fun. But four primetime games for the Rams in 2024. Fearsome question number two. Who is my surprise team right now for the 2024 season? You know what? I'm leaning towards the Arizona Cardinals. I really like their coach, Jonathan Gannon. That was a talent-depleted team last year, but they still showed up, pulled off a couple of nice wins, hammered the Cowboys, remember that? They have a lot of salary cap room, not a lot of free agents of note leaving. Now, they have a lot of holes on their roster still, but I still have a good feeling about them, and I don't think they're necessarily going to get by the Rams in the standings. I think they will surpass the Seahawks, though, and they're at least going to be relevant, perhaps even making a run for a wild card playoff spot. That's how I feel about the Arizona Cardinals right now. They are my surprise team for the 2024 season. Fearsome question number three. Of all the Ram free agents, the unrestricted free agents, the ones I care about anyways, which one is least likely to return to the Rams? So I'm talking about John Johnson, Jordan Fuller, Akilah Witherspoon, Coleman Shelton, Kevin Dotson, and Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz is my answer. Reading the tea leaves from Sean McVay's press conference a week or so ago, it just didn't give me a warm feeling about Wentz's chances of returning to the Rams. He was talking so past tense in discussing Carson Wentz and discussing their backup quarterback situation. Did not feel good about that. So that is my answer. The free agent least likely to return of the ones we care about, I think it's Carson Wentz. I think Jordan Fuller would be a close second. Fearsome question number four, how many quarterbacks will go in the first round of the draft? It's a quarterback-rich draft at the top. We know Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels will all go in the first round. And I think some of these teams are so desperate for quarterbacks, I think J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix will also go in the first round. But that's where I'm drawing the line. I think it's going to be five. Michael Penix is going to slip to the second round. And there are some other guys getting some love. But the most it could possibly be is six. But I think Penix slips to the second round. So the answer is my final answer. Five quarterbacks taken in the first round. And one of the reasons I brought this question up is Daniel Jeremiah suggesting the Rams could possibly draft a quarterback in the first round. Don't rule it out. Yeah, I'm not ruling it out either. But I don't think it's going to happen, and I kind of hope it doesn't, to be honest with you. So there you have it, another edition of my Fearsome Four questions. See if I can go four for four on this one. We may not know for a while, especially the question of who the surprise team will be. Will it be the Arizona Cardinals? We may not know until December.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, I've spent a lot of time talking about the Rams roster situation, talked a lot about the various position groups, haven't done a deep dive into a couple of them yet, the cornerbacks, safeties, but we're getting there. And I also talked about the Rams' current depth chart, done some mock drafts, started to look at free agency, and I thought it might be fair to talk about a bunch of players that are currently on the Rams roster that we might be overlooking. We might be underestimating what they can contribute in 2024. So I'm going to go down this list, man. You know how much I love lists. And here's another one for you. The forgotten few guys on this roster that might surprise you, might be able to play significant roles in 2024. A lot of unknowns here. I don't even think your best Rams insiders are going to have a really good take on a lot of these players, but I will give it a go. Number one on my list, and I'm going to take some heat for this one, Joseph Noboom. Keep on coming back to him. Yeah, he could be cut 5 minutes after you hear this. He could be cut after June 1st, as one of our regular guests, Scott Richmond, pointed out. Cut him after June 1st. Use the savings to sign your rookies. That spreads the cap hit, the dead cap hit, over two seasons instead of one. Saves you a little bit of money this year, though. So that could happen. But if he stays on this team, he would be a very valuable player as a swing offensive lineman, can play virtually anywhere. And hey, if Coleman Shelton and Kevin Dotson both walk, both get contracts that the Rams aren't comfortable matching, Joseph Noboom suddenly becomes a pretty important player, probably a starter at one of those positions. Yeah, the Rams could go sign a different free agent guard or center, but Joseph Noboom, in my opinion, could become front and center in the Rams' offensive line solutions. Hoping it doesn't come to that. I'm hoping Joseph Noboom isn't a key to the Rams' 2024 season, but it could very well turn out that way. And hey, you could do a lot worse than Joseph Noboom as your swing guard tackle. Number two on this list, another offensive lineman, Logan Bruss. I'm not counting on it, but we at least have to consider the possibility that he will make this team as a backup guard. Don't see him as a starter. He really struggled. We all saw it. But hey, he's had 2 years in the system to try to figure things out, get healthy. He's either going to be a backup or they just got to move on and let him go. Number three is Zach Evans. And I don't think he's necessarily going to be an important player. We hope not, with Kyron Williams and Ronnie Rivers leading the charge. But hey, we know nothing about Zach Evans. I've said it a few times. I know as much about Zach Evans right now as I did about Kyron Williams a year ago, and that is not much. He has all the physical attributes to be a successful NFL running back. And there he is, third on the depth chart, waiting for his chance, and maybe he'll get it. The fourth guy I want to talk about is the tight end, Hunter Long. I've talked about the possible shortage of experienced tight ends on this roster. If Tyler Higbee is not ready to go, Bryson Hopkins, a free agent, unrestricted free agent, so I doubt he's back unless they decide to bring him back because Tyler Higbee's unavailable. Then you have Davis Allen coming back for a second year, a pretty decent year. 10 receptions for 95 yards in a backup role, 1 TD, good blocker. I really think the sky's the limit for Davis Allen. But Hunter Long, man, it was really sad to see him get hurt when he finally got his chance. Never really got a chance with the Dolphins either, at least in the passing game. Did not have a single catch for the Rams once he got healthy, and then he got hurt again. And hey, maybe he's the guy. Maybe he's our backup tight end that's going to contribute significantly. I can't say he answers the question of adding an experienced tight end. Still has one reception for 8 yards on his career. That was in Miami. So I don't have any data to back up my assertion, or at least my hope, that Hunter Long is an important player, at least a contributor on this roster in 2024. But we can only hope. A lot of people think we're going to draft tight ends, at least one tight end in the draft, and that could very well be the case. I'd feel better if we added an experienced tight end to fill the gap until Tyler Higbee is 100%. Another guy that I'm guilty of overlooking is my fifth guy on this list, defensive tackle Jonah Williams. And I always talk about Aaron Donald and Kobe Turner and Bobby Brown. How can you not talk about those three? And I talk about the need for adding bodies along that defensive line. Williams is a restricted free agent. I fully expect the Rams to bring him back with a qualifying offer. Really be surprised if that doesn't happen. Surprised it hasn't happened already. But he's a guy that can really play a role. He plays well. When he's in there, he really contributes. Don't know what his Pro Football Focus grades are, but I'm guessing they're not too shabby. When you have Aaron Donald and Kobe Turner, you still want to add maybe one impact player. I don't think Bobby Brown is it. I don't think Deshaun Johnson is it either. And I don't think Jonah Williams is necessarily that impact guy, but certainly a rotational guy that the Rams need to keep around. Next on my list, number six, I'm going to cop out here. I'm going to give you three names: O'Shawn Mathis, Nick Hampton, and Keir Thomas. All three under contract. After Byron Young and Michael Hoyt, these three guys, one of them, maybe two of them, hey, all three of them could really make contributions, especially off the edge next season. Now, we've talked about this ad nauseum. The Rams need to add a proven edge rusher. Hey, Khalil Mack, Daniel Hunter, Josh Allen from the Jags, Brian Burns from the Panthers. Yeah, sure, those would all be great. And I still hope we do add one of them, but I still think Hampton, Thomas, or Mathis, one of these guys could really take a step forward and become a presence off the edge on a rotational basis. We need four guys we can count on the edge. Signing a big name, Byron Young, Michael Hoyt coming back, and one of these three. Not a bad situation on the edge if all this comes together. Seventh on my list, I've talked about him a little bit, the linebacker Alukunmi Fatukasi. Inside linebacker out of Rutgers, coming back for his third season in the NFL. 6'2", 240, and Paul Wally is adamant this guy could be one of the answers on the inside. If the Rams can't draft an inside linebacker they like, or whoever they find doesn't step up to pressure Christian Roseboom and Jake Hummel for a roster spot, it could end up being Fatukasi. Don't count him out. The eighth guy on my list is Trey Tomlinson. Talk about how thin we are at cornerback. Jacoby Durant, Darion Kendrick, Sean Jolly, Cam McCutcheon, and Trey Tomlinson. Somewhat diminutive for an NFL cornerback. 5'9", 180. Very feisty special teams player, and he looked really good in the preseason. It's not really the last time we saw him in the secondary. I think he got a few snaps here and there. But Trey Tomlinson, could he step up and be a slot cornerback for us, perhaps? He'd really be at a disadvantage if teams adjust it and put big wide receivers in the slot. Could really neutralize his effectiveness. But hey, Trey Tomlinson could end up being one of the contributors in our secondary. Don't count him out. Second-year guy out to prove himself, and it could happen. Number nine on my list is another draft pick from last year, a seventh-round pick, Jason Taylor, the safety. He got on the field a little bit late in the year, and I don't think he graded out very well. Played some special teams. That's really why they drafted him. John Johnson and Jordan Fuller, both free agents, both could walk. And that leaves us with Russ Yeast, Jason Taylor, Tanner Engel, Quentin Lick. You know, Tanner Engel could actually be included on this list, but let's talk about Taylor, seventh round pick. Rams have found productive safeties late in the draft. Could Taylor be the next one? The difference is guys like Jordan Fuller. He was a starter from day one. Remember, I think we were all surprised to see Fuller out there instead of Taylor Rapp, Fuller's rookie year, on that opening day. Jason Taylor barely got on the field last year, so it makes me wonder, makes me ponder his future with the Rams. But hey, what do we know? How much do we know about Jason Taylor and how the Rams feel about him? We'll find out in the preseason. he could be fighting for a starting job if free agency doesn't go the way the Rams want and they don't want to use a high draft pick on a safety. So maybe Jason Taylor is the guy, and hey, maybe Tanner Engel too. And the 10th guy that I wanted to talk about is Warren McClendon. And he could be an integral part of the Rams' plans already for all we know. He's a guy that coming out of college, they thought he could play right tackle but could slide over to guard. And maybe that's what the Rams are thinking. Maybe Warren McClendon steps up and earns a starting job at one of those positions. If Coleman Shelton and Kevin Dotson walk, Rams would probably use a high draft pick on an interior offensive lineman, but maybe they plug McClendon in at right guard in this case, or left guard, Avila sliding over to center. We'll have to see, but don't count out Warren McClendon. Hey, maybe he's just another fifth-round gem for the Los Angeles Rams, or what Paul Walia would call a Puka power pick. There's a few other guys that could also step up and contribute. I didn't include them on this list. Guys like Sean Jolly, Mike McAllister. Rams seem to have a thing for him. Third string center last year. Now he's second string with Brian Allen gone. But those are my top 10. 10 players who you should not entirely discount as far as what they can contribute to the Rams' 2024 Super Bowl ambitions. Noboom, Bruss, Evans, Long, Williams, Mathis, Fatu Kasi, Trey Tomlinson, Jason Taylor, Warren McClendon. Not convinced Logan Bruss belongs on this list, actually, but there you have it. If I did this over again, I'd probably replace Bruss with Tanner Engel, since we could potentially be very thin at safety. And there's actually 12 on this list. It's more than 10. I get it. I had 3 edge rushers taking up one slot. But there you have it. The forgotten few guys that we should not entirely discount. Players that could end up contributing to a Rams Super Bowl run. Don't count them out. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.